Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today I'm joined by Dwayne Dixon, Vice Chairman, U.S. Oil, Gas, and Chemical Sector Leader at Deloitte Consulting. Hey Dwayne, welcome and thank you so much for offering some of your time to BIC Magazine.
Thanks, Jeremy. Glad to be here.
So Dwayne, let's dig right into it, man. What is going to drive the chemical industry's recovery heading into 2021?
Well, I think the first part is that certain parts of the chemical industry have been doing very well as they've supported a lot of the efforts in the pandemic. So some of the industry still has a little bit of momentum. Those areas that have lost a little bit of momentum due to the economic shrinkage or less mobility, they're primed for a comeback. And they were in a little bit of a cyclical downturn prior to the pandemic, so they should be coming out pretty fast. The places where we're going to see growth are in microelectronics and advanced materials for renewables, new technologies for recycling and storage, and certainly, as I said, the PPE and solvents for cleaning and so forth that are being used every day during the pandemic.
Hey, Dwayne, how does this 2020 election result, how does that outcome affect the chemical industry, especially in the next, let's say, year or two, but even on a macro level? How about, 2 to 4 years down the road?
I think as we look at what happens, obviously, it remains to be seen a little bit about, how much change the new administration is going to drive. But what we can for sure think about is probably a little bit better trade situation with China is expected. And that helps the chemical industry because a lot of commerce flows between the U.S. and China. In addition, we'll probably see the new administration become much more intense about climate and environmental issues. And as a result, we could see new regulations and new compliance requirements for the industry in certain areas of the environment.
So, Dwayne, oil prices are likely to be lower for longer. You know, what is the impact on chemical manufacturing and on demand for chemical products in a low oil price and really low natural gas price environment?
Well, I think we have to think about one of the big end markets for the chemical industry is oil field services, but while the price of oil is low there, that probably stays a little bit distressed. But that's really the only negative part of lower for longer oil and gas prices. That those are both feedstocks and energy sources for the industry, and while those are low, it is very very easy to adjust to lower prices and be able to obviously pass along some of those lower prices to end customers. So, I guess if you really look historically, low oil prices or high oil prices are things that can be adjusted to. And during the transition is when most of the industry makes its money.
Right. Hey, Dwayne, let's flip over into a topic that so many folks are interested in and will drive a lot of change in our industry for some time, and that is ESG, environmental, social, and corporate governance. You know, these mandates are driving change within the downstream industry, including chemicals. You know, what are some of the avenues the chemical industry can take to be sustainable?
Well, that's a great question. So the first thing is some of the products that the chemical industry makes and that are used in our everyday lives, think about packaging and containers for beverages and so forth. These single use items, there's been a bit of a sort of public outcry on these single use items, and there've been boycotts, there've been edicts to stop those types of things in the past. But I think the industry will show that it's really getting serious. They've started the partnership to end plastics waste, and they're all taking steps to get more involved in recycling, not only mechanical recycling but also chemical recycling. So first, I think they're going to become, you know, sort of much more accountable for the products that they make and the end of life of those products. In the second area, they're going to be looking at decarbonization strategies, and these are, you know, probably very advanced technological and engineering solutions for electrifying crackers or looking at really clean energy sources and you know, really trying to change the mix of both the energy they consume and the feedstocks to a more sustainable, renewable slate.
And so flipping over to more operations, you know, what are some of the most lasting impacts of this kind of virtual remote environment in regards to, you know, chemical plant operations? What do you expect to see? You know, we've seen the short-term impact, but hey, what are some of the things that may last, you know, 1-2 years and maybe even longer?
So the things that we're seeing right now are probably mainly focused on automation and analytics and ability to just be more productive in the jobs. The longer term effects we're going to see are better training vehicles, better information at the fingertips of an operator or a maintenance worker or an engineer, and you know, through either virtual reality or augmented reality. And then longer term, we'll see probably very, very common for difficult and potentially dangerous tasks, like cleaning out vessels and so forth. We'll see that start to be more the domain of robots than it will be the domain of people, and we'll take them out of the dangerous jobs. So there's a lot of really good, positive things coming from this whole digital advance, and it's been accelerated in recent months by the pandemic, as all of us working virtually has sort of shown us.
Yeah, Dwayne, absolutely. Hands-free cleaning, automated welding, automated dashboards for even plant controls. Pretty incredible what we've seen in the expedition of some of this in the past, you know, 6-8 months has been pretty incredible. So.
It is.
Hey, well, Dwayne, we really appreciate you joining us today. I want to know you're welcome to come back on anytime to talk chemicals with us. And please keep us in mind in the future. Thanks for being on.
Love to do that. Thank you. It was great.
And as always, we're grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues. And for more industry videos and podcasts, visit BIC Magazine.com. Remember, everyone, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BIC Magazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.